Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Everything that I owe, I owe to you, Lord. At Calvary is the lead.
Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. Say, sometime we just want to praise Him. Sometimes we don't praise Him enough. We don't thank God enough. But we're so thankful today that you opened your home, your convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are, that we might come in and tell you, yes, sir, is truly something you can believe in. That something truly is Jesus Christ. We don't spend enough time magnifying and worshiping the Lord. So this morning, we're just going to open our hearts and open our lives and worship together. So let's go right back and do another song for you, and then I'll be right back with today's message.
If the storms of life have shattered all your hopes and plans, and the light upon the path you walk is dim, remember God still loves you, and He holds you in His hand. He invites you, cast your cares upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him. You know you searched in all directions, but the way was not safe. It seems that confusion and doubt, they seem to lie on every hand. God will not forsake you. He is your dearest friend, and He tells you, cast your care upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you've had within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Me. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Me.
You know, that's hard to do sometimes. We tell people a lot of times when we're talking with folks, we say, well, just have faith in God. Well, sometimes it's hard to have faith in God. And I don't understand faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things is not seen. And sometimes we neglect to cast our cares upon Him. But remember, He cares for you. He can understand them, and He knows the situation we're going through. We don't have to get out and tell Him what we're going through. He already knows that. But just the Bible said, confess our faults one to another. And our fault is sometimes we try to work out our own situation, and we think we have the solution for it, but sometimes we don't. And I struggle with that, and I've been in this for a long, long time, and I still struggle with it. We'll never get to the point where that we'll know it all. The songwriter said we'll understand it better by and by. So let's continue to magnify and worship the Lord this morning, just kind of praising His holy name. Well, let's go and let's do this song right here for you. And this one says, "The Wall of Prayer." I think we all need a wall of prayer. I'm sorry, this is not the wall of prayer. This is, oh, what a day. And I think it's a great day. The day the Lord has made, the Bible said we could rejoice and be glad therein.
And there's a feeling of excitement in the air. And the final preparations are all now underway. And the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when the glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number with the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
The list of those invited reads like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand. And the singing of the ransom choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Oh, what a day when together with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is filled to know that I'll be in the number when the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is filled to know that I'll be in the number when the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
That'll be a great day for many, but it'll be a sad day for many others when they crown Him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I want to be there, and God has promised me I can be there, and I'm going to be there standing around the great throne of God. And every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess the name of Jesus. And at that time, my friend, we will fall down and worship Him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I mean, it just thrills me to think about what a day that's going to be. Martha does a great job on that song, by the way. You continue going through a terrible time, but if God be for us, who in this world can ever stand against us? There's no power that can stand against us as long as God is for us. So let's go right now and listen to this song, and it is The Wall of Prayer.
There are walls made by man, built by frail in human hand, that an enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from my greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong won't move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
Yes, sir, we all need a wall of prayer surrounding us. God gave us the gift of prayer. I think prayer is a great gift. Some people, when they pray, they're always praying, God, give me this and give me that. But God has already given you everything. All you got to do is go out and possess it. He told the children of Israel, he said, now that land's yours. All you got to do is go out and possess it. So we've got to be possessors, and we can be possessing in the Word of God. We can trust God, pray, and seek the face of God. He said, when my people who are called by my name would pray and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and then will I heal their land. So today, if God's song right here, it's a beautiful song. It says, when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be worshiping you.
The sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. You took my sin to Calvary and died that I could live. I know that I'm not worthy of the blessings that you give. I know that you still love me, and Lord, I love you. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory together, or should the sky be blue? When the sun comes up in the morning, I'll still be praising you.
Said that Enoch pleased the Lord. And then the Bible said that Noah moved with fear, preparing an ark for the saving of his family. In Psalms 37 and 23, the Bible said the steps of the good man or the good person are ordered by the Lord. When we died, what epitaph will be best described of our lives? What simple phrase would be best described what others saw in you and I? There are two men in the Bible that I think probably have the best epitaph. One of them was Enoch. I don't know what Enoch did to please God other than just trust God. I believe that's why the Bible said that Enoch pleased God. In verse 6, you will see that the Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So the writer must have been looking at the life of Enoch. And Enoch pleased God simply because he had faith in God. You know, faith is a great weapon. Faith is that thing that brings us to God. They that come to God must believe that God is and that He is a rewarder to those that will diligently seek Him. So you see, our faith brings us to God. But believing in our faith is what really brings God alive in our life. So Enoch pleased God simply by having faith in God. And you know, the same epitaph could be in your life and my life. And then in Noah's life, the Bible said he moved with fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his family. Now, Noah could have had the same outlook or the attitude about the flood and the ark that the other people had. When God said, Noah, I want you to build an ark for the saving of your family. No rain had ever fallen upon the earth. Only the earth was watered by the dew that fell from heaven. And Noah could have been in the same condition and situation that the people outside the ark of safety was. But Noah, according to the Bible, he believed God. He moved with fear. He had faith in God. He moved with fear, preparing an ark for he and his family. In 2 Corinthians 5, 17, 19, verse 17, therefore, if any person be in Christ, he is a brand new creation. Behold, all things have become new. In verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled the world unto himself. We must walk in agreement with God. The Bible said, how can two walk together except they agree together? The Bible said, if any two shall agree as touching any one thing. So we need to walk in agreement with God. We must agree with God. God is more intelligent. God is more all-wise, all-impotent. And God knows more about what's better for us than we know for ourselves. He knows the hairs of your head. He knows the Bible said, according to the Bible, He knows every sparrow that falls to the ground. Yes, He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. If we could ever realize that we must agree with God, we must not dispute the Word of God. Noah moved with fear. Enoch believed God. His faith come alive. He heard it, he believed it, and he acted upon it. And you know, today, we need to do the same thing. I read the scripture to a lady one day in her own home out of her own Bible.
And in her Bible, every verse was marked with either a T or a P. Well, not every verse, but several verses of the Bible that was marked with a T and a P. I paused for a moment and I said, Mother, why have you wrote T and P in front of a lot of the verses of the Scripture? And she said, well, Brother Tommy, when you see the T, that means it's been tested. And when you see the P, that means that it's been proven. So you see, that is agreeing with God. A pastor knocks on a lady's door. He says to the lady, he says, do you attend in your family? Do you attend a church? She said, yes, we do. He said, what do they believe? She said, they believe the same thing I do. And then he said back to her, what do you believe? She said, oh, I believe the same thing that they believe. And he saw he wasn't getting anywhere, so he said to her again, then what do you both believe? Oh, we both believe in the same thing. Well, that may sound like a riddle, but it's true. We must all believe in God. They that cometh to God must believe that God is a rewarder to them who will diligently seek Him. I must live in agreement with God. I must live with Him in agreement with sin. I must see sin exactly as God sees it. It's deadly, it's dangerous. It will draw you in until it's finally empowered you, enslaved you, until it has destroyed your life. I must be in agreement with that. I must agree with God that the soul that sin, it will surely die. So that agreement with God is my decision. God only enlightens me. God only enlightens me about what sin is all about. Now it's my, what words will I use? Now it's my decision of how I'm going to deal with a subject that is called sin. Anything that harms the body, harms the soul, destroys the mind, it's sin. Because, you see, sin separates us from God. The Bible said, let us present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is only our reasonable service. What God is saying, I do not only want to control the mind and the heart, I want to control the body. And when God controls the body, we will always keep even the body separated from sin so that we will not defile the temple. Because the Bible said we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We should have the same concern about the church as Jesus did. We should be in love with the church. Jesus used this illustration. He said we ought to love the church as we loved our wives and be willing even to give our lives for it. You see, because we love the church, God loves us, Jesus loves us, and then we sing the song to our little children, Jesus loves me, this I know. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. We must also be in agreement with God's Word. His Word will stand when the world is on fire. What does the Bible stand for? The Bible stands for believing in until we're leaving this earth. And that's what the Bible is all about. Fellowship with God. Fellowship in believing and trusting with God. Adam and Eve, they forfeited that friendship. They forfeited that unity with God because their sins separated them from God. They simply did one thing. You said, well, preacher, only one thing can separate our unity and our love toward God. Yes, only one thing. And that one thing is not partaking of what God said not to partake of, but simply disobeying God. Because, you see, when we disobey God, it breaks that fellowship with God. It's a trusted area, sir. God trusts us. We trust God. We must learn to keep pace with God. In Psalms 62:5, my soul waits only upon God, for my expectations come from Him. You see, we need to keep pace with God. We need to walk with God. We need to talk with God. If we
all we see is Christ, what heaven needs. And when at last we see the face of Jesus, we serve within each other like a king. And when they crown Him Lord of all the earth, for this is just what heaven means. Thank you.
Well, the Bible said, "I have not seen, ear have not heard, nor hath entered into the heart what God hath in store for them."
A woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone. But God sent the prophet just to make his word be known. He said, "Woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you ever ask him, help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way."
Well, I do hope that you enjoyed today's broadcast. I appreciate it. I appreciate the singing. I appreciate the music. It's an old tape, but we're doing some of our old music, and I hope that you understand that. But let's pray together. Father, I'm praying for my unsaved audience, those that are sick and afflicted. You said that you would heal the brokenhearted. You'd bind up the brokenhearted. And Lord, you lift us up above our status. We're so glad for that. And we pray for our unseen audience. We pray, Lord, if there's someone there who needs salvation, that you'll reach down into the soul of them and stir their heart before it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. My neighbor's got time, got to get out of here, so I want you to sound right to me this week. I appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate the singing, the preaching. We've been on here for many years, and you've helped me along the way. And I know that we've gone too far now to look back. We're hoping that this year will be a great year. And, well, I always say it like this, a better year this year than we had last year. So I'm praying for you. I want you to pray for me. Okay? Goodbye, be good. And may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Tomorrow, if you give up today.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Matthews Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
Help or help tomorrow, if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Help is on the way.